I got it turned on now. I appreciate the preaching this morning, and I am grateful for how God has intervened for little Rhett's need. I'm glad he does hear and answer prayer, and I give God the glory for all that. It's amazing how he's worked in his little life, and he's there in the good times, and he's there in the bad times. Let's all stand for a moment, rest yourself. I'm going to ask Brother Elijah, what's your last name, Elijah? Lane? He's a member of Solid Rock Baptist Church where his grandpa pastors, Brother Jerry Steins. Never has preached here at camp meeting before, but he's going to come around and preach for us about 15 minutes. You come on, Brother Elijah. It's good to have you. Amen. You pray for him. Listen to him. He'll have something to say. You can be seated.
So very honored to be here today with you. So very thankful to the Lord, my Heavenly Father. I'm thankful for these men on the platform that have really carried this on and just done a wonderful work. Please join me in the precious Word of God today in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Be in 1 Timothy chapter 4 for a few minutes here. And I really have nothing to teach anyone here today, but the Lord gave me this, and it really helped me, and I hope that today can be a blessing to you. If I could be transparent, I'm grateful to God that he saved this old wretched sinner, and I wouldn't be here without him. I wouldn't be here without my family. I wouldn't be here without my pastor. I'm so very thankful they're here today. He's cleansed me from each and every sin and stain, and he has beyond the riches of his goodness and grace. He's allowed me once again to preach. Through him, I hope to bring some from his living book. 1 Timothy chapter 4, we're going to be in verse 12 today. Paul is talking to Timothy and he says this, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Now till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands by the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear unto all." I thank the Lord for this passage and what it has to teach us today. I'm just going to say a quick prayer and pray that you'd pray for me. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for your merciful grace. I pray that you would lead and guide and direct this time, and in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Today, the Bible says, let no man despise thy youth. Paul was trying to speak to Timothy, and he says, do not let these men and these women, whenever you go into Ephesus, whenever you go and you preach the gospel, do not let them despise your youth. Youth is not a bad thing, but it has such a bad stereotype. And he says, Timothy, I do not want you to fall into this trap of men and women despising your youth. I want you to use it for the glory of God, and I want you to make your mark on the people that are moving forward by faith. And here he says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. I'm going to look through this list really quick, and then we're going to get to the message, okay? This list, it says, be thou an example of the believers in word. Now, what does it mean in word? Well, he's talking about his speech. And I wonder, how's our speech? What are your lips saying? Do we have good speech or do we have bitter speech? Is it sweet or is it bitter? Because they don't come out of the same fountain. And God in his merciful goodness has given us the ability to be a partaker of the divine nature of Christ. And he has allowed us the very privilege to be able to speak, many of us. But do we speak about Jesus Christ? Do we have the speech that comes from the Holy Spirit working in us? Do we have speech? He said, you need to be an example. You need to make your mark in speech. Amen. He also says, be thou the example of the believers in conversation. How's your lifestyle, friend? I look at my own life. This is why this helped me so much, is because there's so much in this world that's trying to drag us in the dirt and trying to move us and trying to get us away from the Bible and the things of God. But I'll tell you today, he asked, you need to be an example in conversation. Your life needs to be above board. Everything about you needs to be godly. They need to be able to see Jesus Christ in your life. And if they don't, friend, we're not being a Christian. We're not living the Christian life. Do you have filthy conversation? Talks about in 2 Peter chapter 2 about Lot. He says, filthy conversation of the wicked. Sometimes I think we're filthy and we're wicked and we're unclean and God's not able to use us. And how many times I find myself there. So wicked and so drained and so vile. Even though Jesus Christ has saved me, I've allowed sin to come in. And sometimes you just need to let go of that. And you need to be an example of the believers in conversation. 1 Timothy 3, the chapter before this, talks about a bishop who is blameless. And someone who is blameless, someone who is without rebuke. There's no way that you can lay anything to their charge without lying. And every preacher, every man of God, and I strive for this every single day, but to live blameless, to have nothing come in between me and the Savior. Be thou an example of the believers in charity. Do you have compassion? One of the greatest things the Lord Jesus Christ exemplified while he was here on this earth was compassion. Our dear brother preached the other day about having compassion on the multitude. He told the disciples to rest and he said, okay, it's time for you to get apart and to rest a little bit. But then all of a sudden the multitude came. And he said, wait a second, boys. He said, wait. What are we going to feed them? What are we going to do for them? I know I just told you to rest, but we got to take care of these people. Do you have enough God about you to stop the rest and to keep on serving? Do you have enough God about you to put your selfish desire beside and to look for the need in someone else's life? Do you have compassion, Timothy? Paul said the place where you're going is wicked. It's going to be sinful. There's going to be so much need. And if you do not have compassion, you will not be able to move forward with these people. You will not be able to do that. And it doesn't matter where you go. Everyone needed. No doubt Jesus was tired. No doubt his disciples were going to be sorry helpers. And they're upset now because they told him to rest. And now they're not going to be able to rest. They're going to have to serve. But do you rest in the labor? Do you rest in the labor over and over again? Do you have enough compassion to skip the nap on Sundays? I know I'm touching something. Skip the nap on Sundays and pray. Skip the nap on Sundays and go soul winning. I've been so, so convicted about that in my own life. Be thou an example of the believers in spirit. I didn't ask if you had the Holy Spirit. I asked if you were filled with the Holy Spirit. There's a difference. And I find myself so often not filled with the Holy Spirit more than I do filled with the Holy Spirit. And I'm so very thankful that inside of every believer today, you have what they received at Pentecost. But you received it at the moment of salvation. And that's a blessing. Because he lives within. He's under you. He's above you. He's beside you. He's underneath you, holding you up. But most of all, he's inside of you. I'm thankful that God is inside of every believer. The great preacher John Phillips said, be thou an example in spirit. He meant that Timothy's character was to be exemplary. His human spirit was to be so inhabited and filled by the Holy Spirit that his whole being would radiate the life of God. And if we, like Timothy, are to be examples, our spirit must cooperate with God's spirit. And only through the Spirit of God can we understand the Word of God, do the will of God, and accomplish the work of God, properly engage in the worship of God. Does God's Holy Spirit reign in your life, or does sin? Lord, help us with that. Be thou an example of the believers in faith. Would I be correct to say that Timothy and we have great faith? See, the thing about our faith that makes it so great and so perfect and so amazing is the Lord Jesus Christ has designed it to be from faith to faith. Us young guys, we have all the decisions we have to make now. Who are we going to marry? Where are we going to live? What are we going to do with our life? And we have no wisdom. You ever wonder why God did that? I often wonder. I feel like I'm an idiot. I feel like I'm dumber than a box of rocks. But he did it on purpose. Because we're not supposed to be able to do it by ourselves. Amen. We're supposed to lean on the Lord. John 15, 1 through 5. For without me, ye can do nothing. I am the vine, ye are the branches. It's one of those things where this older generation that's passing on, we're supposed to lean on them. I've had the opportunity to step into very, very big shoes at Solid Rock Baptist Church, being the director of ministries this past month. It's been difficult, but it's been amazing, the transition from them two men sitting on that pew right there. Because they've been teaching me, and they've been giving me wisdom, and they've been helping me along. They haven't just thrown me into it, but they've been helping me because they know that I don't have any wisdom. They know that I need God's help if I'm going to be successful in this. And I have to have their help. And old preachers in this room, and I say that with an endearing heart, we need you. Us young preachers, we need you in a very big way. And here he's saying, Timothy, be thou an example to believers in the same faith of your mother Eunice and your grandmother and all the people who taught you. And from faith to faith, we have to keep passing on the torch. We have to keep moving forward. We have to keep doing the things that we need to do for the Lord Jesus Christ. Decisions are gone whenever you become an old person. The big decisions. But what about teaching somebody else who doesn't have any gray hair and who sure would need some wisdom? I pray that you wouldn't give up just because you think, oh, I'm too old for the Lord to be used. No, not so. We need you. We need you in a great way. Be thou an example to believers in purity. I heard a bunch of preacher boys around a wonderful evangelist, and God's still using him today. They asked the famous question, and if you're an old preacher, you know what I'm getting ready to say. If you had one thing to teach a young preacher, what would it be? If you had one phrase, what would it be? He answered us with a heavenly word and with grace. He said, boys, get clean and stay clean. This word, purity, the original word, I think, is hygiena. Seems to have gained our word hygiene from it, but it means purity, clean, holiness. Timothy, if you're going to go in here and you're going to preach the gospel of Christ, you need to make sure that everything in your life is purged out that's not supposed to be there. You need to make sure that everything from your old life is not still creeping back up, because now you're taking on the reins. You are the one who's going to be preaching. You are the one who's going to be leading. You are the one. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, Joshua. It's you. Paul said, Timothy, it's you. You are the one who is now going to move forward and who's going to move this congregation forward. And he says, please do it in purity. The cleanest you can be is washed in the blood, friend. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you can know him today. He still saves old sinners. Standing before you today is the trophy of grace. I shouldn't be here. But God's so good and he's so merciful all the time. There's two words that I forgot to define. We're done with our list, I believe. Be thou an example of the believers. I love this little word example. You know what it means? To leave a mark after a strong blow. I wonder today how many of us would say, I want to leave my mark on this world for Christ. Or better yet, they would want to say, I want to leave Christ's mark on this world through me everywhere I go. Because this word example, he says, Timothy, people are going to be looking to you, and everywhere you go, I want you to take and I want you to stamp it in. I want you to take and I want you to stamp it in. I want you to be pure. I want you to have good speech. I want you to have a good lifestyle. Because all these things are what's becoming of a Christian. And so many young men and so many old men have settled. And they've moved away from the truth. And here in John 20:25, the precious Holy Spirit used this little word, tupos. The same word that's used as example to leave a mark. He used it for two parts. John 20:25, when he's talking about the nails left a print in the Savior's hands. Now get this. The Lord Jesus Christ was marked so we could leave his mark everywhere that we go. And I just want to leave this one thought with you today, and I'm finished. I know it's been a simple message, but I pray that it will be a help, and I pray that this week on your job, in your school, the people that you come in contact with, they will know that you know the Lord Jesus Christ. They will know that you are settling for one thing and one thing only, and that's to leave Jesus Christ's mark on this world. And it's more than just the preacher's job to do that. It's every Christian, every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl that's here and who knows the Lord Jesus Christ. It is our job to share our faith. It is our job to move forward by faith with God and trust Him that He's going to give us the ability and He's going to give us the power to be able to move forward and to leave and to stamp our mark in this world. It's getting later in America than we think. Time is running out. Our life is but a vapor. And we constantly get these reminders, but we don't do anything about it. Here's the second word I need to define. Be thou. It's great for Timothy. Problem is, it says, be thou an example of the believers. Be thou an example of the believers. Be thou an example of the believers. You can leave here today after everything that I've said and all the Bible that you've heard this week, and you can do absolutely nothing with it because it's not become personal to you. The Lord Jesus Christ hasn't become real enough to you to be able to share Him with someone else. And if you want to move forward and you want to get more light from God and you want to move forward in your Christian life, the only way to do that is to live as Christ and to proclaim and to stamp His image in everything that you touch, everything that you say, everything that you do, because it's a testimony of what Jesus Christ has done for you. And I pray that you will leave your mark on America today for tomorrow. Because we're running out of time. I wonder today how many people will leave this place and you'll be thou an example of the believers. Can someone come to Christ by watching your life? Or would they be hindered by your wicked lack of character? Mark Jesus Christ all over this world.